Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. It's Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach. And no, it's not Saturday. I am going to be going back to doing my show on Saturday mornings regularly again. It's been a while since I have done it regularly, but we want to get back to that. I had said I would do one each month on a teaching of mine, and then maybe one each month as an interview with someone else who's an expert in the field or who can offer my clients and listeners some very pertinent, important information about relationships and dating. And then maybe one would just be Q&A. And we are doing Q&A today. So if you would like to call in, the number is 646-478-0341. Again, that's 646-478-0341. Now, most of you know me. You might have seen me in Ebony Magazine a while back, or in Shape, or maybe you heard me on WOL, or saw one of my articles on yourtango.com. I started out as a matchmaker in 2006, quite a while ago. My goodness, that was 10 years ago. And then I got into dating coaching because I realized that providing an introduction, setting two people up on a date, yes, it's helpful, but if the two people did not know how to make a relationship work, then that was for naught. So I got into coaching because coaching helps me help you be better at dating, at finding the right fit for you, at communicating, everything that you need to know to be successful in a relationship that will lead to engagement and marriage is what I do now with coaching. So my Married in 2 Years or Less program has been phenomenal. I have two clients that got married last year, two weddings, and actually one was on Valentine's Day of last year. So they have been married a whole year now. My goodness, time flies. And then my other client got married at the end of the year. And I have another client that I just started working with last September who is already engaged and going to be getting married at the end of this year. So the program is great. Again, it's called Married in 2 Years or Less because, as I said on the last show, I don't believe it should take forever to find the one for you. So 2 years, good enough. And if you've been dating someone for more than 2 years and you're over 30 years old, then maybe that's not the person and you need to start over from scratch. And I know you don't want to hear that. No one wants to start over. Nobody wants to have to go back to the drawing board. But really, if it's already been 2 years and you two don't feel like you have found the one and it's not heading towards engagement and marriage, then maybe you have not found the right one, and maybe it is time to reevaluate things. Yep, could be. All right, again, the call-in number, 646-478-0341. It is Valentine's Day. How are you feeling about it? I know some people get a little sad and depressed around this time because they are single. And then others of you might be hopeful. You might be excited about what this year is going to bring. It's only February, and you know that 2016, good things are in store for you. I hope that is you, that you are expectant and looking forward to the rest of the year. I also realized that for some of you out there, this might be the very first Valentine's Day that you aren't with a loved one. Maybe you're a widow now, or a widower, or maybe you just got a divorce, or maybe you're getting a divorce, and this is your first Valentine's Day apart from that person that you were with. If that is you, I'm very sorry. And I do extend my condolences. But even for you, there's hope. And I want you to finish out the day being hopeful and expectant and looking forward to your future. I believe that the Lord has good for you. He has a good plan for you. So even if you are going through something right now, divorce, or if you are getting over a breakup or whatever it is that you are going through, know that, as the scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. So your future is bright, and there are good things coming, including, I feel like, there's someone else out there for you. If this person did not work out, or if this person has passed, or whatever the situation may be, you will find love again. So stay encouraged and know that there's someone else out there for you. My job is to help you with finding that person. And we will. I am available to work with, and we'll talk about that more at the end. I do also want to congratulate my clients who are now in a relationship. I have several clients who are now in a committed, monogamous, exclusive relationship, and this is your first Valentine's Day with your new boo. So congratulations to you. I'm sure you're having an awesome time today, a wonderful time, whatever you're doing. And it's okay. Let me say this to those of you out there who might be seeing someone. I did get the question yesterday about a lady who was seeing a guy. They had gone out on 3 dates, and it sounded like he really was not planning to do anything with her for Valentine's Day. And he even told her her sister was coming into town. He had a family member coming to visit or whatever. But that's okay. Valentine's Day has caused many a fight and many unhappiness for people who were dating someone or who were coupled up because the two people have different expectations. I've heard of men breaking up with women right before Valentine's Day so that they wouldn't have to spend Valentine's Day with them or do anything special. I've also heard of women breaking up with men that they were seeing because they were so disappointed in how Valentine's Day went. They were expecting this big wow, and they were so disappointed that they didn't want to see the guy again. So let me say this. Valentine's Day is what you want it to be and what you make it. It does not have to be this big, commercialized, expensive day. If that's what you want it to be and your partner agrees, great. But make sure that you communicate on what Valentine's Day is to you and what you want it to mean or not mean or what you want to do or not do. Communicate what you want and what you need. Don't just expect him to bring you roses and chocolate if you haven't said you like roses and chocolate. Don't expect him to know that you want a fancy dinner or a gift. Tell him what you want. Guys are not always into celebrating Valentine's Day. It doesn't mean anything to some guys, and some women too. So if it means something to you and you want this big whoop-de-doo, this big wow, let him know that. Make it easy on him and tell him exactly what you want. It's okay to say, I love Valentine's Day. I like getting flowers and chocolates or a gift, or I like being wined and dined, or I like cooking for my guy and spending a quiet evening at home. Whatever it is that you want to happen, make it known and make it known clearly. Don't drop hints, but actually sit down and have a conversation. This will save you a lot of heartache and possibly a breakup. I think what we want, what we women have wanted to happen, is for everything to be perfect and for the man to know without us having to tell him. I guess somehow he's just supposed to read our minds and know exactly what we want for Valentine's Day. But no, tell him maybe he was with someone who didn't even celebrate Valentine's Day. Maybe he didn't even think. It wasn't even on his radar like it is on yours. So save yourself a lot of heartache by having a discussion with the man that you're with. Now, I mean the man that you're dating, if you're in an exclusive, committed relationship. If you've just been hanging out, as I like to call it, when you're not exclusive and you haven't even really kissed, you're just hanging out. You're getting to know the person, yes, for possibly romantic reasons, but you're both still evaluating that. You don't really know if you even like each other yet. So if you're just hanging out, don't expect anything for Valentine's Day. He's probably not thinking about it at all. It's not on his radar. Of course, if you do get something from a guy that you've just seen a couple of times, great. He's probably a keeper, or at least he has sisters and knows. He probably knows that women appreciate getting something. But if he doesn't get you anything, he's not your man, so he doesn't have to get you anything. It's okay. You can still go out with him next weekend. That's fine. Don't judge him harshly. We're so quick to cut guys off because we don't get what we expect, even though we did not make that expectation known. So I'm just saying, give him a pass on V-Day. And don't require anything unless you're actually in a committed relationship with him. And if you are, make sure you've let him know what you would like. All right, I hope that was helpful. Like I said, there's lots of breakups. Now, a lot of people also get engaged on Valentine's Day. That's awesome. I love that. And some people might even actually become exclusive because Valentine's Day is approaching. Maybe you're on the cusp. Maybe you've been hanging out a lot and you kind of like each other and you're headed that way. And Valentine's Day can actually push you over into the romantic area because you do realize, well, I would like to spend it with this person. Maybe this person is number one on the list. Maybe you're seeing a couple of people. The person that you want to spend Valentine's Day with is probably going to be your new boo. Boo is a funny word. I know. All right, so let me give out that call-in number again for anyone who has a question or a comment they want to make about Valentine's Day or about maybe a relationship that they're in or a situation or a dating question. 646-478-0341. So I am going to be celebrating Valentine's Day tonight. I have a visitor, a family member is visiting with me. So we all went to church and then we went out to brunch together. But my husband and I will get together tonight and do something fun, just the two of us. And I think I like to celebrate it, but it's not a huge thing anymore. I think when I was single, I really wanted to be celebrating Valentine's Day with someone. And now that I'm married, this is going to be our second. We've been married 2 years, going on three. So this is going to be our second Valentine's Day together as a married couple. And when you're married, you're together all the time. And if you do date nights, it's Valentine's Day is really not that much different from your date nights on a regular basis, unless you, the two of you, like I said, just really want to make it something larger. Next year, for our third Valentine's Day together, we might do a trip, go somewhere warm, because this is so cold, it's ridiculous. Maybe, but you're not going to do that every year. You already have your anniversary. You already have your birthdays, and you already have other holidays. So some of you that are single don't understand why people who are married are not making a big deal out of Valentine's Day. And it's because they have their love every day, really. And they have their anniversary, and they have their birthdays, and they have time together frequently. So Valentine's Day really is just another day. So like I said, that's also what I can see. We should cut men some slack about it. All right, so one of the questions I got in yesterday from one of the ladies was that she wanted to know, is the guy that she is hanging out with, I won't even say dating because I don't know the level that they're at. She said, is it true that if you haven't met his friends, family, coworkers, or been invited to his church with him, does that mean that he's not seeing you as someone serious? And I touched yesterday on the part about meeting his friends, family, coworkers. So if you missed yesterday's show, then you can go back and listen to that to get the answer on that. But I did want to touch more on the church part because someone else had asked me a while back about church. And this is what I have to say about that. If a guy is active in his church or goes to church regularly and he's talked about it, you know he has a church and you've been out on a few dates and you're getting to know each other, but he hasn't invited you to his church, I would find out about that. I would ask him, would he like you to attend church with him or would he like to visit your church? Because there are some guys who maybe feel like that's a line that they shouldn't cross. That if you're happy at your church, he doesn't want it to seem like he's trying to draw you away from your church. So maybe he hasn't asked you to visit his church because of that. Could be, however, that he wants to keep his church life separate from his dating life. And if that's the case, there could be a red flag. There was a client of mine who was seeing a guy from her own church. They went to the same church, and he wanted to keep their relationship a secret. And that, I think, is a huge red flag. Now, it's okay if in the beginning stages, maybe you've just been out on one or two dates, maybe three, you're still getting to know each other, nothing's been decided yet, it's still casual, and it should be still casual at three dates. If you haven't mentioned it to anybody yet, that's okay. But if, and this is what was happening with her, if you thought you were in a relationship with him, meaning he's coming over to your house and spending time with you, that should not be kept a secret. Because it looks like he's made a decision that you're his girlfriend at that point. And if he is spending regular time with you, he should have decided that you're dating. And at that point, it's okay for other people to know this. There's no reason for it to be secret. Not in my mind, as an outsider. Now, have him explain to you why he feels like it needs to be a secret. And if you don't agree, then I would not keep seeing him if he's going to keep you a secret. When a man really likes you and has made a decision on you that you're the one or that you could be the one, he does start introducing you to family, friends, coworkers, taking you to his church. He wants you to meet his mother. He wants you to meet everybody. So there's no secret. You're not a secret, and you shouldn't be a secret. What is that about? So if there is a guy that you've been seeing long-term and he hasn't invited you to church, because there was one person I knew who said he would come visit her church sometimes, but he had never invited her to go with him to his church, then that may be something that you want to discuss with him. We just want to make sure that everything is on the up and up and that there's no one at the church that thinks that they're seeing him. Yes. So if anything ever bothers you that a person that you're dating is doing, don't be afraid to broach the subject. Don't be afraid to bring it up. You want to bring it up in a casual, non-confrontational way and just ask. Simply find out why is this the case? And then if you're not satisfied with the answer, be prepared to walk away. I say this in my How Divas Date book. You have to be prepared to walk away. You should not have invested 100% of your heart into any relationship until the two of you have talked about being exclusive and where the relationship is going. If he has not made it clear that you're his girlfriend and that he's your boyfriend, your man, then you should not have invested your whole heart into it. Sometimes we're cutting people off and breaking up with people and acting upset because we are further along emotionally into the guy than he is into us. And that's a mistake. You should never go further than he is. He should set the pace. If he's just being casual and inviting you out every now and then, be casual and just go out with him every now and then. Make sure you're still seeing other guys. Make sure you're still keeping your options open. Make sure you're not fantasizing about the relationship with him and getting deeper emotionally invested into it. Now, an easy way to do that is to keep from any physical affection with him. If he has not made you his girlfriend or established where this is going, there shouldn't be any physical part to the relationship. That's where you girls get in trouble. You're giving too much of yourself before you actually know what he really thinks of you and if he really likes you and if this is really going anywhere. If you wait until you are his woman, things will go much smoother. And then, like I said, you also want to be communicating at each step, making sure you know the answers to any questions that you have about things he's doing. So, yes, he should invite you to his church, and you can invite him to yours. And if that hasn't happened after an extended period of time, bring it up. So I did get the question in, what can I do to make sure I am not still single next Valentine's Day, which I think is an excellent question. And I know many of you today might have that question. First of all, you're probably thinking, why am I still single? Why am I not going out tonight with somebody? And then you want to know, well, how can I make sure this time next year I'm not still alone? And the good thing is, yes, you do not have to be alone next year. There's so much that you can do this year to get ready for next year and to even be in a serious, committed relationship by this time next year. Here's what I would say. Look at what really has hindered you in your relationships in the past, because you really can't go forward unless you understand what the problems are. Why have your past relationships gone wrong? What's happened? Is it really you? Is it something that you keep doing? Or is it the way that you even choose men? How have you given and received love? This is one of the things. This is one area that me and my clients go over, the past relationships assessment. What has happened prior to now? How have you given and received love in the past? Have you learned from your mistakes? Have you corrected any problems that came up in your previous relationships? I'm talking about on your side. If it was always the men, then maybe it's just the way that you choose, because you chose those men. But if it was something that you did, have you corrected the problem? Are you going to do the exact same thing in the next relationship? And if so, then you need to correct that before you get into the next relationship. So that's the first thing to look at. Do a session with me to create your dating plan. Some of you have no idea what to do next in order to be in a relationship next year. No clue. That's what a dating coach is for. We can sit down and create your dating plan. That means looking at not just what I said, your past and what happened, but also what type of man do you really need in order for your relationship to work? What does he need to have? What does the relationship need to have in order to work? Where are the type of men that you like? What do you need to do or join in order to meet the type of man that you like? Some of you have some appearance issues that you need to work on. When we did the Lord and Taylor event last weekend, I talked about the image assessment that I do with my clients. We talk about when have men been most attracted to you? Sometimes you changed up your hairstyle or you changed something about yourself and you don't realize it's not working for you. You're not getting the same attention from men that you got before. Change it back if you can. If that's when you were getting the most numbers and the most guys coming up and asking you out, maybe you need to go back to that. Sometimes women aren't even aware of how they are coming across or how attractive or not they are to men. There's a lot of different things to look at, and that's why I'm here. I still have my special, my Valentine's special, which will end tomorrow night at midnight. You can still get in on that. It's an hour-long session with me, and it also includes a flirt night. So we can get you ready and on your way. Now, remember, when you're working with me, we're talking about heading you towards marriage. This is not just about getting you ready to date, although that needs to happen first, line upon line, step upon step. But our ultimate goal is to get you married. So there are spots left for this Valentine's special. It ends tomorrow at midnight. Make sure if you are one that has not known what to do in order to meet your Mr. Right and head towards engagement and marriage, then here I am, waving my hand saying, here, come work with me. Let's get started. And then also, my Meeting Mr. Right group still has two spots left for February, March, and April. We work 3 months in the group. We do an in-person session as a group, and we do a conference call together as a group. And there's even a discount if you have a friend who wants to join. You both get $100 off the price. So two of you, there's two spots. So, hey, you and your friend can sign up ASAP before that's gone. And then remember, I said I have free coaching sessions for women over 50 years old who have never been married. So if that's you, you definitely need to contact me. It's a 30-minute session, and it's totally free because you are 50 and you haven't been married yet. So you can sign up on my website. There's actually a separate page for 50 and over, and sign up there, and we can get that scheduled. So if you're under 50, sign up for my Valentine's Day special, or if you've been married before, sign up for my Valentine's Day special, which ends tomorrow. If you're interested in the group, which is 3 months long, sign up for the group before those two spots are gone. But whatever you do, work with me or not, don't be in the same place again next year for Valentine's Day. There's a lot of events going on tonight also, so make sure you don't just stay in by yourself. This is a time to get out there and mingle and meet people. I even saw an article that was saying that today, in this day and age, people are actually going out on first dates on Valentine's Day. So a lot of people today are going out for the first time with somebody. And, hey, that might be the right fit for you. You might look up next year and actually be really spending Valentine's Day with that person. So if you're online, and you should be if you're single, I can help you with that if you haven't had success in the past, then maybe you can even meet up with someone for coffee today. It's only 3 o'clock. You can meet with someone at 7 at Starbucks or Panera Bread and just have a chat. Hey, do something different, as I always say. All right, well, I didn't get to any callers, but that's okay. I hope this was helpful. We are going to be talking next time about tapping into your femininity to meet your Mr. Right. That's what I talked about at the Lord and Taylor event. I love that event. Lord and Taylor is one of my favorite stores. But come back in the near future for my next dating talk with Kiki Strickland on tapping into your femininity. All right, ladies, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.